We want to make use of our media to share the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Today, I want to talk about conqueror, because we talked about coronation last week, and we want to talk about conqueror today. This is the mini-series from Palm Sunday to Easter Sunday. You saw the video and the song. Can we just take 30 seconds to quiet down our heart? Don't look at anybody. Just look inside your heart, meditate, and see whether you're thankful. Use that 30 seconds for whatever you want. So, time of silence. Let's go to the Lord. If you can feel your breathing, then God is as close as your breath. May the Spirit be here today and flow powerfully. For we pray this in Jesus' name. And the people of God say, Amen. So conqueror, and we want to talk about the stone, that the stone still keeps rolling, resurrecting people, resurrecting you, resurrecting me, resurrecting us, because the stone keeps rolling. When you look at the resurrection story in the Gospel and in Matthew, when the three ladies were going to the tomb, this is the question that they asked. Who will roll away the stone for us? Who will roll away the stone for us? And we want to talk about that today. The stone keeps rolling, resurrecting us. Now, the plan of salvation, the plan of God to spend with us eternally began in the garden itself. It didn't begin in the New Testament. It began in the garden itself. The stone started rolling in the garden. That's where we want to go today. It's a great day to be here today, because today you're going to hear something new about the stone that you have not heard before. Today is an Easter banquet for you. Just for 20 minutes, stay with me, and your life will not be the same again. There are some key things that I want to talk about for Easter, how relevant it is today in our lives. So take one of these key things that can apply in your life, and it will change your life, I promise you, because this is the Word of God. So the stone, one of the key things to understand why Easter is relevant to us today to lead a successful Christian life. I didn't say successful businessman, right? Successful Christian life. And the key is here. And we know the stone rolls in the wilderness of sin. You remember when we go back to Exodus, when the people of Israel had come out from slavery in Egypt and they came to the wilderness, what happened? They were thirsty. Can you say thirsty? Yeah, they were thirsty. And now they're complaining to Moses, Moses, we are thirsty. Give us water. We should have died in Egypt. Why did you bring us out here in the wilderness and there's no water to drink? Give us water. They were complaining. Moses didn't know what to do. Then God told Moses, there will be a rock, Mount Horeb. I want you to strike it once, and water will come out of the rock, and you can give the water to the people. The plan of salvation was already, not only in the garden when God slayed the animal, sacrificed, and made a tunic out of the skin for Adam and Eve. But here in the wilderness, the stone started rolling. The stone started rolling for those who are in the wilderness, who are wandering aimlessly in life. The stone rolls for you. If you are clueless and doesn't have hope and direction in your life and you're wandering and you're thirsty, I'm telling you, the stone starts rolling for you just as it was in the wilderness. Because that stone that gives water is Christ in the wilderness. There was a rock. You shall strike the rock and the water will come out of it. That rock is the Lord Jesus Christ that started rolling in the wilderness. Jesus, the rock, is the living water. Fast forward, you come to the well, and there's a Samaritan woman there. And she's in the wilderness, and she's thirsty too. And Christ talked to her and said, if you knew who I was, I would give you the water, the living water, and you will never come back here to fetch water again. That water at the at Jacob's well, the well that we talk about here, that water at Jacob's well, that was there in the wilderness. That's where the stone started rolling, my friends. Christ can quench your thirst. Whoever believes in Jesus will enter the kingdom of God. You remember when Moses struck the stone twice? God says, strike it once. So God told Moses, because you did not hallow me, you did not believe my word, these people and you will not enter the promised land. Because they did not believe. It's the same thing in the New Testament. Rejecting Jesus is rejecting heaven. If you do not believe in the word of God that the stone rolls for you, then you reject the things that God has prepared for you, the promised land that God has prepared for you. Because you did not believe me, you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them. Are you thirsty? Only Christ can quench your thirst. Because the word of God says, you shall be born of the water if you want to enter into the kingdom of God. The stone is rolling for you, just as it did for the three people here this morning. Born of the water. The stone rolls for us, resurrecting us. The second thing is, the stone rolls for the prodigal child. If you feel like you're a prodigal son and a prodigal daughter, the stone rolls for you. How do we know this? When Moses was going to die and he was talking to the people in Deuteronomy 32, it's the song of Moses before he gave his leadership over to Moses, to Joshua. And this is what he said, of the rock who begot you, have you forgotten the God who fathered you? The rock is the one who fathered you. The rock, the stone was rolling there before, right before they crossed over Jordan. The stone was, and he said, I, the rock, begot you. I am your father. I'm going to roll over the wall of Jericho. And you can see with your eyes that the wall will crumble before me. Because I begot you. I, the rock, begot you. I am your father. The stone was rolling. When they were in the wilderness, when they were going to cross River Jordan, the stone was rolling. It's still rolling for you and me today. Fast forward, come to the prodigal son. You can see the heart of father in the prodigal child who spent all his inheritance and went away and was eating the food that was served to the pig. And he said, I'd rather go back home, ask forgiveness of my father and eat the food at home. The stone rolled for the prodigal son. In the New Testament, the stone rolled for the prodigal child in the wilderness. The stone is rolling for you today. Young people, you wrote to me that I'm a waste of space in this sanctuary. You said nobody loves me, nobody cares for me. I'm a waste of space that I'm coming here. I'm telling you, wherever you are, it's not a waste of space. It's a space for grace. The space that you're sitting right now is the space for grace, because the stone is rolling for you. The stone is rolling for you, just as it rolled in the wilderness, just as it rolled for the prodigal son. And the father welcomed, put him a nice ring and a new rope, and killed the fatted calf and threw a party. I'm telling you, he's the Lord of the dance. And young people, young guys and girls, you're in the space of grace. You're not a waste of space. I forbid that because Satan wants you to feel that you're a waste of space. You are not a waste of space. Can you say, I'm a space for grace? Say it loud. I'm a space for grace. Amen. That's who you are. The stone rolls for you. Jesus the rock is the creator. The Almighty God is our Father. We may forget God, but God will never forsake you. You may forget God. God's gonna never forsake you. God never forsakes us. God will fight for you till the end. Do you think that God would give you over easily to the devil? Not at all. He created you in His image. He's going to fight for you till the end. He's not just going to give it over to you. 2 points, right? The stone rolls for the prodigal child. The stone rolls in the wilderness of sin. And maybe this is for some of you. The stone rolls over our despair. Okay? You remember Hannah? Hannah in the Bible? She can't have a baby. In those days when you don't have a child, it means God has cursed you. And you remember the story of David and Samuel. And why I want to tie this story together. I want to tie this story together. And in 2 Samuel 22 verse 2, it says, the Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. You remember when David was anointed to be king, who did not like it? King Saul did not like it. King Saul wanted to kill David. So King Saul pursued David everywhere to kill him. You remember one time when David went there, King Saul was in the cave, right? And David has a chance to kill King Saul now because he was in the cave. But David had a second thought. I mean, hey, David, you became king. Who did you kill? You know? I killed King Saul. What was he doing? Do you know what King Saul was doing? He was doing party. Yes. He was doing party and susu, you know? Yes, read the scripture in the Samuel 22, right? Oh, I slayed King Saul. He was doing party. What kind of a champion you are, right? That would be a ridiculous story to tell. So David left him alone. He did not harm him. He said, I will not raise my hand against the anointed. The word of God says he was doing his personal business. That's what the Bible said in a nice way. And he let him finish it, and David cut the tunic, piece of cloth, and went away. But what happened? That day the Philistine came, and instead of Saul pursuing David, they had to go fight the Philistine, and they called that place the Rock of Escape. 1 Samuel 23:28, Rock of Escape, in capital. God made a way for those who are in despair, and the stone roll over our despair. Resurrection, Easter Sunday, is the stone rolling over our despair. How many of you are here this morning feeling despair? Afraid, fearful, or what will happen tomorrow with your children, with your life? God can deliver us from our enemy. You know, when God protects, no one can attack you. When God protects, no one can attack you. Continuing, the stone rolls for the downtrodden, trampled upon. You see, Hannah was trampled upon because she doesn't have a child. She was barren. People looked at her and mocked at her. We weren't there, but it was a hard time for her. He had come to the temple and prayed so many times and prayed so many times for God to give a child. One day she was murmuring and her husband thought that she was drunk. But Hannah prayed, God, if you give me a son, I'll give that son to serve you. Samuel is one of the greatest prophets that ever lived, according to the word of God. Samuel is the son that God gave to this downtrodden, trampled upon woman. Outcast, marginalized. And what did she say? There is none beside you, nor is there any rock like our God. That's her song. Hannah's song in 1 Samuel chapter 2. She sang and says, there is none beside you, nor there is any rock. The stone rolls for the downtrodden. You feeling like Hannah this morning? You feel like God has forsaken you? People don't love you? They're shaming you? They're giving you guilt? You give it to the Lord and see how He will lift you up. The stone will roll for you. That is why there is Easter. I know Friday came. Yes, there was Friday. And the dead swallowed life. And there was darkness on Saturday. But what happened? Sunday came. And Sunday has come for you. Sunday has come for you. Jesus the rock saves us from oppression. See, God can heal our sick heart and make it into a joyful heart. That's what He did for Hannah. God can replace our shame with a smile. And here, this is coming. Here, look at this. When you smile with God, you can smile at your enemies. And Easter is the reason why we will smile with God and smile at our enemies. Because He is rolling the stone for us every day. Continues the role, resurrecting us. That takes me to the next point. The stone roll over is our enemy. You remember David? David was the Bible says in 1 Samuel 17 that David was a youth, ruddy, okay? Youth, ruddy, and good looking. That's what the Bible said. He was small, 17, 18 years old. You know, about five foot four, about my perfect height, you know. And he was ruddy, and he said good looking. I don't know if you can imagine how good looking David is. Just look at me. A splitting image of good looking, okay? That's who it is. Yeah. Pew. So the stone rolls over our enemy. And he stood when he was delivering food to his brothers, because he can't even wear the armor. It's too heavy for him. Okay? He tried wearing it. He said, no, I can't walk. Take it off me. When he was delivering food, he heard Goliath challenging the people of God. And David said, who is this guy that is defying the Lord of Israel? So when he was dressed up to fight Goliath, he said, I can't walk. He went down and picked up some smooth stones. Can you say smooth stones? Yes. And he went and said, I come to you in the name of the Lord of Israel. Today God will deliver you in my hand. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand. The stone rolled over our enemy. David, the young youth, ruddy, good-looking youth, took the stone, hit Goliath on the head, cut off his head, was fed his body to the birds in the air on that day. Easter rolls for you young people. If you're a youth, young boys and girls, Easter is where God still rules for you. And if you're facing giants in your life, if you go in the name of the Lord, He will deliver the giants in your hand. Are you with me, young people? You are a powerful person. You are a powerful person. David changed the history of his people. God used David. He gave him the stone to roll over the enemy. And that's the story of Easter. Do not walk like you're defeated, my young friends. My young boys and girls, do not walk like you're defeated. Walk with some swagger, man. Yeah. Put some swagger on your feet. You got the resurrection power. And the stone will roll for you. The stone will roll for you. Jesus the rock is our deliverer. Jesus fights the battle for us. I want you to go in the name of Jesus and see how He will deliver the enemy of addiction, the enemy of depression, the enemy of peer pressure, the enemy of not good enough, the enemy of low self-esteem, the enemy of not enough. See how that is delivered in your hand if you go in the name of the Lord. I told you today was going to be a feast for you. I told you today God's going to use you and take one of these keys to change your life. This is what I want to tell you, young people, and everyone here this morning. I was talking about David, that's why I was concentrating on the young people. But let me tell you, church, stop helping God. Let God start helping you. Let God do the battle for you. Let God fight the battle for you. Let God fight the battle for you. The stone rolls for the hopeless. This is my last key. The stone rolls for the three women going early in the morning. And they're talking on the road. Because the stone was so big. Who's going to roll away the stone for us? See, the thing is, that did not prevent those three women to go to the tomb. They still went anyway. They have to put the spices, like some of you did in the journey to the cross. He put spices on the body of our Lord Jesus. And they would say, who's going to roll? But they're still going. They had faith. They were desperate. They were hopeless. But they had a little bit of faith. You can see because they were going. How many of you staggered in like that this morning? You just had to get up and make yourself come here. Because life's hard. Life's tough. You've been feeling it for the last week. You've been feeling it for months. You've been feeling it since last year. For some of you, it's been years. You just have barely little strength to get up and go to the Lord. And you're thinking about that stone. It's heavy in your heart. It's heavy on your shoulder. And you're walking and say, who's going to move away the stone? Who's going to move away the stone? Who's going to roll away the stone? The stone's too big. Lord, I don't know how long I can do this. I don't know how long I can go on like this with my son, with my daughter, with my in-laws. They don't understand me. Our relationship is not good. I'm dry. I can't even have tears to cry for the pain that I have. Who will roll away the stone from the door, the tomb for us? Jesus, the rock, is hope for the hopeless. Jesus will roll the stone for you. You believe it? He will roll the stone for you because the tomb has no power to hold the rock. If you believe, you can hear your burden crumbled, crushed under the rock that will roll for you if you believe. That sweet crushing of despair, destruction under that rock, it'll be a sweet, sweet thing for you, and you will say, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Taste and see that the Lord is good. This is the good news. There is no stone too big for God. There is no stone too big for God. And this is our Easter story. It is beyond breakfast. It is beyond egg hunt. It is beyond the baptism. It is how we should live our life, because the stone behind us that rolls is bigger than any stones in this world. Did you hear me? The stone that rolls behind us is bigger than any stone in this world, and it will roll for you in the morning, in the afternoon, in the evening, at night. The stone will never forsake you, because God is our rock. He is our deliverer. Let's give a praise to the Lord, and let somebody shout amen to Jesus, our Lord. Thank you for coming to church. Let's have the worship team come. And today, if you want prayer on this resurrection day, this is our well. We call it the Jacob's well. This is where you can come to a place without embarrassment, shame, judgment, and prejudice. Just as the Samaritan woman went to the well and be with Jesus. As we stand and sing, I'm going to ask Jonathan and Pastor Dan to stand over there. And as we sing, if you want to be prayed for, you can come even as we are standing and singing. Come for anything, for salvation, for healing, questions and doubts that you have. Welcome to the well. Let us be on our feet to praise the Lord.